You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable, upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida. there's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Greetings, host. Hey. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you call in. We had a show for you tonight. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me introduce you to the players tonight, because the studio is full with people. That's right. To my right, we have the co-host, my beautiful, lovely wife. She hates when I say my bride, so I'll just say my lovely wife, Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome on this July 4th holiday weekend. Welcome to the July 2nd, 2017 edition of, guess what, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thanks for joining us.
And tonight, to my left, my other co-host, the fabulous, the tremendous Dr. Lucille O'Neill.
Well, well, and I'm fabulous now.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Michael. Hello, everyone.
Now, we have two other players with us today. We have, to her left, is we have a gentleman all the way from Orlando, Florida, Roderick Thomas.
Hello, how you doing? Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
And opposite him, sitting next to my wife, is Mrs., the main boss with the hot sauce, Mrs. Teresa Thomas.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And behind the scenes, as usual, is the main man. We have Chris Shaw, the engineer.
You giving everybody hot sauce today, huh?
That's it. The man with the hot sauce.
Hot sauce and fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, I want to tell you, I'm so excited today. Among everything else, when we sat down, I just found something out. One of my guests went to my junior high school, what I did. That's right, Leeds Junior High School in Philadelphia. Teresa.
Philly in the house.
There you go. Didn't know that.
Wait a minute. It's two of y'all in one room?
Small world.
Yes, it is.
That's right. I was the first graduating class from this Leeds Junior High School, and she went there many years after me. I know many years after because I don't know her age, but I can tell she's much younger than me. But anyway, so do you miss Philly?
I do, and I miss the cheesesteaks.
There you go. Well, we got a place. We got a place in Florida. It's called Las Patas. I'll give them a free plug. Free Las Patas cheesesteaks. Very good.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it later off the air. But now we go back to my friend. I hope so. She's my friend. Dr. O'Neill.
Yes, Michael. Yes, I'm your friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let everybody know I'm your friend. Got a new friend.
Good. Aww, thanks. I need all my friends. Sweet? I need all the friends I can get. Let me tell you. I need all the friends I can get. So what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I want to say thank you for accepting my friendship. That's one thing, you and Lynn. And since I've met you, we've been having a good time.
Well, thank you so much.
It seems like we've been knowing each other a long time. So thank you.
That's a compliment, because we feel comfortable with each other.
Thank you so much. Yep. So, Lynn.
So, Michael. We have a full show tonight.
Yes, we do. And let me tell you, folks out there, Roderick is from the Lighthouse, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. And we're going to be talking about that more a little later in the show. And tonight's show is something very special, too, that we're going to talk about a little later in the show. This is the premiere of Dr. O'Neill's
Motivational
Moment. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about this. This is the first time we'll be talking about it. And this is the first show that she's going to be doing. Later in the show, Motivational Moments. Mm-hmm. What do you want?
And I just, throughout the show, we'll be sprinkling in a little bit of information about July 4th and maybe some things that you didn't know about July 4th, the history of July 4th. And also, we have a guest in the second hour that I'm sure you want to stay tuned for, and that is Sean Callaway, and he's the president of the NFB, the District of Columbia. So we're looking forward to Sean calling in the second hour.
I have to interrupt you. I hate to do that.
That's okay.
But I have to tell you, for those people who are just turning the dial and they said, what kind of show is this? This show is catered to the visually impaired and the blind community. Mm-hmm. But, there goes the but, we love the sight of people listening to our show. We say we're the bridge between the visually impaired and blind community and the sighted community. We'd love you to listen. And if you want to call in any time, whether it's trivia or any other time, please feel free to call in. We'd love to have you listening to our show. That's why it's called Blind and Beyond.
And if you have any questions for Dr. O'Neill or Roderick or Teresa, you don't have to ask me anything. But please call in. And just a reminder, the number is 407-894-1680. How's the baby, Chris?
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. We sleeping at night.
Yay.
Wonderful. I'm excited. I get there a chance to just go to sleep. I don't have to be the night owl no more, the night hawk, as my wife would call it.
There you go.
So she's doing just fine, growing, and big sister is working security as usual.
There you go. For those people who don't know that you had a new baby, why don't you tell them the baby's name and everything?
My baby girl was born June 8th, and her name is Zamaria Lee Shaw.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
She was 7 pounds and 12 ounces.
Ooh,
and
big girl.
21 inches long.
Wow.
See, those are my kind of babies. Mm-hmm. Long and healthy. Congratulations.
Yes. And she's in good health. Matter of fact, we went to the doctor, and the doctor told us, don't come back for another month because she's doing fine.
Oh, wonderful.
So I said, hey, amen. He said no but a word.
Great.
I'm excited. Needles make me nervous.
Well,
ooh.
For those who don't know about this show, which I hope you, if you're new, you can call us in anytime you want. Just call the number, we'll talk to you. And I also want to tell you, by the way, it's happened. Lynn finally ordered the
I don't like the bracelets. The tone there. Lynn finally ordered.
So the bracelets are ordered.
Actually, they're in production.
They're in production. So they'll be here in about 2 weeks, right?
They'll be here in less than 2 weeks, but then we have to mail them out. Yeah, but they are en route.
It's going
to
be, the bracelets are,
they're silver and they are embossed. They have embossed lettering, and the letter, for the sighted people, the lettering is black and the bracelet itself is silver. And it's a wraparound design. It says Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and then it has the little mic, the microphone, which is part of our logo on there. So we're excited about that. And we're excited about finally getting them out to you.
Yes. And anybody calls in today, if you haven't gotten them, we'll put you
down
and get you.
Well, just be patient.
Yeah,
they are on
route. Anybody calling the Shade Show, if you didn't get them, we'll be happy to give them to you.
Mm-hmm. We have the list.
Yep.
We didn't forget you.
Yep. So that's a story.
I believe,
and by the way,
call,
if you want to look us up on the web, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you missed the show, any part of the show, you missed any part of the last week's show, just go there, all the archives are there. You can just go to the show. It's all blind friendly. Blind, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So I want to talk right now, if I could, to Dr. O'Neill.
I believe we're going to break, though, Mike.
We're going to break first?
Do we have a caller first? Okay, that's
we got a caller, but we can go to break first if you won't,
well,
then come back.
Well,
we got a first-time caller, Larry from Orlando.
Let's take the caller real fast.
Okay,
and then
Larry
go to
from Orlando.
Yeah.
Larry from Orlando,
yeah.
First-time caller.
Bracelet, too.
You get a bracelet.
I am.
Okay.
Hi, Larry.
So what's your story, Larry?
Hello. How are you? How's everybody? How's the panel?
Good. Oh, we're good, Larry.
The panel
is great. Calling in.
That is great. Well, I heard the name, Roger and Teresa Thomas, and I heard the moment, motivational part. I don't know if they're involved with this or not, but I know Roger. I took a class with him at Rollins. Roderick, how you doing, sir? I don't know if I can say that or not.
I'm doing just fine. How you doing, Mr. Hogan? Glad to have you on the radio show.
Absolutely. And when there was this moment, Teresa, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Glad anybody goes to my junior good. High school doing good.
Well, I wanted to comment on the quality of guests that you have. And I don't know how much time you give calls, but can I tell a quick story about Roderick and Teresa that I know
You're up against the break, so you can talk about a minute. That's about it.
Okay.
About a minute.
Yeah.
Well, Roderick and I attended Rollins together. And this brother is such an inspiration to me that there was one point in time we were working on a class. And Roderick had some terrific transportation needs. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, he had some terrific transportation needs. They had worked out this system where he had to leave Rollins by 10 o'clock mm-hmm. to get to his destination so that Teresa can pick him up. So one night, we're working on a project together in this class, and the work required us to stay beyond the 10 o'clock period. So I volunteered to take Roderick home. And the brother said, well, I live out here near Celebration, where I work at. That wasn't that far. But actually, he lived in Ponciana at the time. And I volunteered to take him home. Now, we're coming from Winter Park to go out here to Celebration near Disney, and Ponciana is like 10 miles beyond there. And we ride, it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and we riding 25 miles out of nowhere. And this brother, and I'm saying to myself, now here's the good part of the story. I'm saying to myself, I am sighted, I have a job, I have transportation. And this brother has some challenges, and he was struggling with his vision, and yet he went to Rollins every day, every time there was a class, every time there was a session. That brother was there. They worked it out. That brother held my hand and kept me through, and I just stayed by there and soaked in all the blessings that he gave me. Well, now, we both graduated, but the thing that impressed me the most, when I left taking him home, way out there in the middle of nowhere, and I said, if this brother can do this on a daily basis and graduate, and I believe the brother going to A&M Law School right now, that there's nothing more that needs to be said. I can't complain about anything.
Yeah, you're right.
So I just wanted
Larry,
to drop
right
that off.
Larry, thanks very much for calling in. And
tell you the quality of people that you got on your show.
Thank you
for listening.
And
thank
listen, you, don't go away. Give your name and address, and we'll send you out a beautiful bracelet.
I sure will.
Okay, Chris,
thank
give him a bracelet.
We're
going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Two J's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try Two J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and I'm going to turn it right over to the young lady to my left, Dr. Lucille O'Neill. Dr. Hey. O'Neill, you are on.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. We're excited because we have a special guest tonight, Roderick Thomas. And when we had the opportunity to speak the other day, Roderick, I felt like I knew you. We had short conversation, but I was so excited because you inspired me. The video that I saw and the things that I learned about you, I was so inspired, especially proud of you, because you let fear stop you from doing what you wanted to do. And when I get the opportunity to talk to young people, I'll talk to them about their dreams. And have for you, I want to tell you that I'm so happy to let them die, that you stick to accomplish those dreams that you set for yourself.
I just thank you for the opportunity, for just even having me on. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's tell listeners how to this place, how to the place where you're impartial. Tell us about all of that.
Yes, ma'am. Vision in my left eye at a very young age. However, I still had partial vision in one eye. At the age of 15 years old, I still had 20/20 vision. At the age of 15, the term for the worst, it went from 20 to 2200. But I still had the attitude. And I could still see. I could still do the things in which I wanted to do. I hold a black belt in martial arts. I still play. So I've always had kind of mindset, just kind of no matter what, mm-hmm. I could overcome. So so up until from 50, last year up until 40 years old, kind of going like Mr. Hogan said, I graduated from Valencia, because went to Rollins, met Mr. Hogan. He's a wonderful individual. I started law school after my second year of school last year. I lost all my vision, seeing 22 to nothing at this time.
You know what? That's an amazing story. But people with sight don't even do what you've done.
That's right.
You know, we got a lot of people that begin things and then they quit along the way when circumstances change their lives. But I have that, you're amazing me. I'm really excited about hearing all of your story, because I know that many of us have been through things, and sometimes we just lay down. We want to say, forget it, I can't do it, I won't do it. But you inspire many people and you're living testimony. And I just want to encourage you as you go forward. Continue to live and share your story, because sometimes people, we don't get a chance to read. But when we see that in you, just keep going and keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever quit. And I was talking to Lewis sitting in the lobby. We set limits for ourselves, but God don't put any limits on us. And when we have that drive and determination, we can go on, go for it. And that's what you're doing.
Robert, they, when did you start going?
Can you lean, lean forward about, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Doc. I truly thank God, because I think, well, one, without him, that would be possible. Mm-hmm. He's been the source of my strength. He's been the strength of my life. So without him and my family and friends, I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my friends like Mr. Hogan, him and his wife. I thank God for her. She's been very inspirational to me right now. She's having cancer, but she's beating it. She's doing a wonderful job. I've been a client of the Lighthouse probably about the last 6 years now. I started out just taking some computers, just kind of get myself more acclimated with computers. I really didn't like them at the time, but I've gotten a chance to really like them. Mr. Casey, he's been awesome. He's like the best. He's like the I always call him, he's like the blind Bill Gates that I know. So he's an awesome young man. Him and wife. I've been going there about 6 years.
You know, when I had the opportunity to go visit Lighthouse and see some of the things that they do, I was encouraged. We are equipped with sight, sound, hearing, all those things that we have. We don't use all of them. Tell us the experience that you had when you got to the Lighthouse, because right now, how was it from the beginning? I know you had it in your heart. I can imagine that you prayed too, but share with us how you felt.
Yes, ma'am. So first starting to the Lighthouse, it was definitely a little nerve-wracking. It was definitely a little scared. However, I'm the type of person which that just kind of faced my fear. I think no matter what you do in life, whether you can see or whether you can, you have a disability or not, whether you are endeavoring to do something which that you're not necessarily comfortable with, or your knowledge and wisdom, always a level of fear that you have to over. Mm-hmm. So what I do, instead of running from my fear, face my fear, because I'm part of the process, being scared and overcoming situations. So, it's something that everyone has to, just something that you got. So when I went to the Lighthouse, I really wasn't familiar with the blind community. Although I had stood out, I have a son blind for like 3 years. I kind of, went to the fact that I went to the last, but I really didn't kind of myself that there was a bad company or anything. I just never looked at it from that magnitude. However, when I started going to the house, like, wow, this is an awesome place. I got a chance to really do some soul searching and different things of that nature. So it's been really, really, really tremendous. There's some awesome people there. It's a place in which you can just kind of be open with, where, I'm married, I have kids, grandkids, and different things of that nature. But however, there's a part of my life that no matter, how much I love my wife, she's awesome. There's a, no matter how much I love my kids, my grandkids, still the part of my life where they can't necessarily relate to me. So going to the Lighthouse, it gives you the opportunity to open up and really say, listen, this is really what I'm struggling with. This is really what I'm going through right now. So, and for me, it just kind of helped me and just built me, to the that I am now and hopefully go higher.
Well, the Lighthouse, they have a wonderful staff there, and the administrators there are very understanding people, and they welcomed me when I went to visit. And I learned in the course of the day, and I realized that in an African-American community how many people are affected by blindness, especially when it comes to diabetes. And I have a daughter that's suffering with lupus right now, and even her vision being affected. And I got to tell her about you, because I don't want her to quit and what she's trying to do in her life. And I'm telling you, just by sitting here listening to you, Teresa's here today too, because you have help. And there's a lot of people that don't get that help, but there's a lot of people that don't even know about Lighthouse, but you're telling a tremendous story. And I have to thank you for being here today, and Teresa.
Well, thank you very much.
One of the things that I know, Michael and I, want to send a message out, but I'm speaking for you, but I know you agree, that Lighthouse Central Florida is a wonderful organization, and we hope you, if you're in the Central Florida area, you call them up if you need help or somebody else needs help. But want to remind you that no matter where you're listening from in the rest of the country, that you should, if you need help, just pick up the phone, call the local organization for the blind. So we just want to send that message out to you, that there are lighthouses all over the country.
And then we also have to let people know that Lighthouse is not only for blind people per se, but it's for visually impaired, it's for young people, young children, and they can equip you with the skills that you need to make it in the outside world. Coming blind is an issue a lot of places. House is there also.
Yes, I totally agree with you. One of the things in which my sister likes to always tell who's blind, she said, being blind is just a small thing that you have to work around. Mm-hmm. I took that analogy, I kind of took it to the next level. One of the things in which that I want to live my life, and I've always said it even in the video, I said, I lost my sight, but I never lost my vision. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you are in life, whether you lost your sight, or whether you lost a disability or a disease, maybe like lupus, of that, and the things I think is really important is that your vision. Although you may be afflicted at this current, you have to understand where you want to go, to have a mindset in it, say, listen, this may be something that I have to work around, but I don't have vision. I don't have to lose where I want to go. And in spite of the circumstances, there may be certain things now, in spite of physical limitation, still there is no limitation that I can't overcome. So I think it's really important for all listeners to understand that you can't lose, though, whatever and wherever you find yourself at in life right now, you can't lose your vision. You may lose your sight, you may lose your family, you may lose a loved one, you may lose a card. I lost as well as losing my vision a year ago. Last year, I lost my home, and my wife walked into a brand new home. My home got foreclosed on. We lost our car. We had to move into a one-bedroom apartment. But in the midst of everything that we went through, we never lost our vision. We never understood that. Well, we totally understood, and I have continued to kind of encourage my wife and my family. There's nothing that we've lost that God can't repay. Just because we lose our house, just because you lose your vision, don't stop. The world don't stop. And God don't stop. You don't stop reaching for the stars. I've always said, I'm not reaching for the stars because the stars ain't high. I'm reaching for
Roderick,
the heavens.
Roderick.
Yes, sir.
I got this line. Was mine original. This was came from Rocky. Heard of the movie Rocky?
Oh. Yes, sir.
Well, I said it last week. I'll say again. It's not how many times you've been knocked down. What you do with when you get knocked down and how many times you keep on coming back. So the positive thing is every time you've been knocked, keep on coming back. And a positive thought, because it, like you say, has something for all of us. Bless it. Because the point being this way, as someone like yourself or myself who's blind, right? The bottom line is things, let's put it this way. He helped me with the video show. He gets this radio show to get the word out. So what he's doing for you, he comes around the way. He's going to help in this way. You can help other people and you'll help yourself, help your wife, doing wonderful things when you become a lawyer.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely agree. Even in the midst of all the things that all the challenges that me and my wife face, it's still been a great thing. Yeah. It's been a blessing. I think so many times in life we want to focus on the bad things, but even in the midst of the things, the challenge that we went through, there's so many awesome things that we learned. Even in losing our home, it brought us so much closer together. We have a wonderful relationship. Great. Before I live way in Kissimmee, the part about it, I don't have to ride like 2 hours to get the bus to get home. So it's a great thing. So all the challenges that we, even going blind, it's been a great experience. I've had a lot of times when I just had to, be really tuned with God and understand really what I'm going through, realize that, this is just a part of the process. And no matter what process I'm going through, I'm making in my mind I'm going to enjoy it.
Robert,
it's not always bad.
Excuse me. I'd like to invite, not to interrupt, but I'd like to invite people to call if they have any questions for you. It's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in if you'd like to talk to Roderick Thomas and ask him some questions about how he
Here's one thing that I'm going to chime in with, Roderick. First and foremost, I got to commend you, and I hands down whatsoever for job well done and persevering everything that you have accomplished thus far. And I teach over at Bethune-Cookman University to a lot of young people, and always ask them a question. It was always given to me, and the person would say one word, and they would say, what is it? And the first thing that come to your mind, a lot of people say scared, or they say case may be. Mine has always been not an option. And for you, you have taken the word fear and made it an option. The word failure is not an option to you. You've went forth and decided to keep fighting and to keep persevering, no matter what the circumstances may have been. You kept going. So I want to commend you on that. And I'm hoping that a lot of that are listening are doing the exact same thing and taking that fear and failure and making it motivation to keep persevering and moving forward.
And then I want to say this also. When I listen to you, Rod, I think about faith.
Come on. Because
we talk about faith and you talk about vision, but in my mind saying to myself, we always need to see it before we see it. And you see so many things that continues to keep you on because you see and you see where you're trying to go. So the faith that you and your wife have, you're holding in there together, faith is a big part, and that fear that you have because you keep the faith and you continue to strive and go
for it. Amen. Definitely. Yeah, it's like you said, fear is just a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, got to go now to trivia time. Oh. Trivia time. Okay, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1080. It's trivia time. Roderick Field or Teresa Dodo, you can't say it on the phone. You can't let the people call, they'll tell you.
Oh, we got quiet.
Yeah, you have to. Okay, here we go. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Everybody. And their brothers and cousins should know this voice. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Actually, Chris is on the phone.
Oh. Okay, that's why I didn't hear him singing. I don't hear the voice singing. Okay. There comes the song. 407-946-88. Who's singing this song?
Okay, I'm sorry. The phone call to the client, so I got sidetracked.
That's
sorry.
Fine. Okay.
Who's singing the song?
We have to share. Michael and I are sharing the mic today, so forgive us if we sound faded a little bit.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the...
Okay, it's a bad song, but anyway, but anyways, who's singing, call in 407-894-STEADY. When Chris has a few minutes, he'll be able to fix. But anybody knows the song can call in, 407-894-680. We have a call on the line.
Right. We have Florence calling in from North Carolina.
Florence called from North Carolina. Florence from North Carolina. Are you there, Florence?
Yes, I am. This is Flo from the Blind Side of Cooking with Flo.
Oh, Cooking with Flo.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
How are you doing?
Hi, Flo.
Doing good.
So what's happening there? What do you have to say? What do you have to say?
Well, I was going to ask Roder a question.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
What kind of, what law are you going for, or what do you want to be?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to be a personal attorney. Reason being is since I've had this life-altering experience in the last year, I feel like I help individuals that have had that type of injury that, you know, in which that it's changed their life. Maybe you injured in a car accident, or maybe, you know, or maybe just something happened to you, you know, with mental or physical or something of that nature. I feel like an attorney that have had the experience, I can take that sense inside and I can take that same passion because I understand what you've been through, and I can take it to the courtroom. I can be an effective litigator for my client because I've been there. I understand what you are. Although our story is different and our pain may be different, I can relate to the
truth. Listen to this.
And wish to come and start all over again.
Yeah, I'm blind myself.
Wow.
And I run a cooking, and I was a student at the Lighthouse Central Florida.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Congratulations. Congratulations. Sounds like you're doing a wonderful job. We appreciate the success story. We appreciate your conversation. We appreciate you calling on the telephone.
And I appreciate all of y'all.
And Flo, give your name and address, and we'll send you out a beautiful bracelet. Thanks for calling in. And give your name and address to Chris, and we'll send you a beautiful bracelet. No charge.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Flo. And now we have a caller that, before we go to the break, we'll take the caller really quickly, and I believe she's got the answer for the trivia, even though the song wasn't working properly.
Okay. So, who do we have? Who do we have?
We have Sheila Young calling in from Orlando.
Sheila calling in from Orlando, Florida.
Good evening, everyone. Roderick, you've got an amazing story. Congratulations on working so hard to make it happen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Ms. Young. You keep praying for me.
Oh, I will. It's Lee Greenwood.
There you go. There you go. She just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Awesome.
The place
to go. I'm going to lunch.
There you go. The place to go for barbecue is Sonny's Barbecue.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, she hung up on us.
She hung up. Okay.
She quick with that one.
Yeah. Good food at Sonny's Barbecue.
We're going to break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't leave town. We got a lot more coming up.
Do you
you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care, assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable, upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
Good song.
A good song.
Great,
okay,
great
Lynn.
Song. Yes, Michael.
Okay.
Your turn. Wanted to remind everybody, if you are in need of going to a lab and you don't feel like going and you don't want to set, you know, you don't feel like setting a doctor's appointment and because you're too busy and you have a, you know, lack of time, busy schedule, well, who wants to waste their day waiting? So you don't want to think about all these problems, and it's very easy. Just called Any Lab Test Now in Ocoee, and it's 8975 West Colonial Boulevard. On the corner of Good Homes and West Colonial, and they will take care of you. And guess what? You'll be in and out in 15 minutes. So they will offer all the lab tests you need to monitor your health, if you're, and especially since you're very busy.
And you don't have to worry about other people's germs.
Yeah, right, Michael. Yeah. So in and out in 15 minutes, and, you know, give them a call, and they do all the tests, a complete blood count, chemistry panel, lipid, heart health panel, what else they do? Diabetes test, PSA for the men, food sensitivities, allergy testing, diabetes screening, fatigue symptoms, all types of testing.
And they work with you at low prices because they don't take insurance. So they work with you at low prices.
And if you say Blind and Beyond.
Oh, if you say Blind and Beyond, you get, what, a $20 off. $20 off or
$15 off.
Yeah, $15 off. What are you going to get? $15 off when you say Blind and Beyond Radio
Show.
So
go to any lab test now at $89.75.
$15 off.
West Colonial Drive in Ocoee. It says Ocoee, but it's really, to me, that's Orlando. It's just, it's centrally located down there by Good Homes Boulevard in the shopping center. Mm-hmm. That's any lab test now. So anyway.
All right, well, we have a caller, friend. Is giving us a call. I thought he might have been out on the road this weekend because it is the holiday weekend.
Yeah. They're always traveling, those two.
But he's right here from Fern Park. Dave, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, you thought I was doing the Surf Nationals or something, didn't you? But no, I'm actually home for a change, which Dave is nice. I love it.
And how was Cocoa Beach? You're such a good husband.
It was beautiful. We could not have asked for a nicer weekend. It was perfect.
Gorgeous.
So we were thinking about doing the beach today and decided against it. We got rolling a little late today, so
happy birthday
to stay home and enjoy it, you know?
Happy birthday to Brenda from all of us.
Yes.
I will definitely pass that along. I'll wind the phone back here a minute or two when I clear off with you so she can hear there. I did want to say to the good doctor that we are so proud to have you connected with us at Lighthouse. I'm the afternoon guy at the front desk.
The afternoon guy.
just thrilled to be. Yeah, that's my official.
I love it.
That's the title I've given myself, actually.
I love it.
He's funny.
The afternoon guy.
I'm the pilot in the afternoon up there from 12:30 to the going home show. But and of course I know my good buddy Roderick, and I did want to ask you a couple quick questions.
Yes, sir.
How can I help you there? Since you're there on the hot seat.
Yeah, thank you.
Taking classes. I know the seems like these days the trend is to for a lot of students to try to take as many online classes as they can, so they don't have to go in. I've got a few friends that are instructors, and they love doing the online stuff because they can do classes from the comfort of their couch, you know. But I wonder how many online classes you do, and if it is accessible. That's one question. And the other is, as far as I know, with being an attorney, there's an awful lot of reading, and I wonder if everything is online on CD, or if you actually, back when I was in college, like 100 years ago, we actually had to stoop to having personal readers, people actually reading stuff to us, which was kind of cool in a way. But I wonder what you find you do the most of. So those are my two hard questions for today for you.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. We appreciate you calling. So to your first question, no, I haven't taken any online classes. You have to, for me personally, I think you just have to know your learning style. I am an auditory learner, so. And being an auditory learner, I think I have to be engaged in class. I got to be in class. I like to be in the moment. I like to ask questions. I like to be able to listen to my classmates. I like to be in the classroom. I like to put myself in that arena where I can learn. I know some people can do online classes. That's just not something that I like to do. And to your second question, and being a blind attorney, I'll be one of the first blind attorney. Well, I'll be the first blind individual to graduate from Florida Agricultural University College of Law. And doing that, it's just a product. I'm a person that I just put myself in the environment. I have, and being a member of the NFB, I've gotten an opportunity to meet a lot of other blind attorneys. I've met an attorney who's in Chicago, who's been a public defender for 35 years. I know another attorney, he's in Daytona Beach. So basically, a lot of the different things now are going computerized. That's one of the great things about the Lighthouse. They've taught me a lot of good computer skills, and I can take those computer skills in which that I've learned, those resources, and I can apply it in the courtroom. So you don't necessarily have to have someone there all the time with you. Sure, there's a part of law where you may have to have different things or have someone reading for you, but everything is going electronical now, PDFs and the whole nine yards. So, we kind of saved the environment and saved the trees. So a lot of stuff is computerized. And through the Lighthouse, I've gotten training, and I'm still continue to get training to help me overcome those and learn what I need to learn.
There you go.
And that's truthfully, good. As time goes on, you know, even with people that have sight, Microsoft and all the other valuable programs we use every day, they change every 2 or 3 years. So regardless how much we know right now, in a couple of years, we're going to have to try to update our own knowledge to be able to use the newest and latest equipment. So
definitely.
I certainly take my hat off to you. I think it's great in making getting through just 4 years of college is tremendous, but then going on past that, are you nuts? No, I'm kidding.
I truly just want to say, if it wasn't for God, I couldn't overcome it. But you know, through the patience of God and through the tenacity of Him, along with my wife, a lot of people look at me, but I'm a strong believer that behind every good man, there's a greater and stronger woman.
That's right.
Sometimes I was telling Dr. O'Neill, I said sometimes she has to be my rock, and then sometimes she has to be my pillow as well. So she's the person which I have to come to and cry on to when, you know, things get hard. But just like in every other one's life, I was reading in Dr. O'Neill's book, which was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book, Walk Like You Going Somewhere. And she was just describing all the things that she had to go through and all the situations. And just having God in your life and just having God there, without Him, I just couldn't make it. Right, Dr. O'Neill?
Absolutely. It does make a difference. Oh, my goodness. I just believe that our destiny is already laid out for us, and it's up to us to realize what it is and just continue to walk. And when I had the opportunity to coin that book, Walk Like You Have Somewhere to Go, I still keep that in mind because I'm walking in my purpose right now. And when we talk about testimony, it's no longer a memoir and it's no longer a book. It is a testimony, a written testimony for me. And everything that you read through those pages, or even that you hear through the audio book, it's real. And we talk about role models and real models. You, Roderick, are a real model, okay? That's who you are.
Well, David, we'd like to thank you for calling in. We're going to take our next caller, all righty?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for sharing. He hung up. So now we have Gary Sinclair calling in from Winter Park, Florida. Hi, Gary.
Gary from Winter Park.
Hi, Gary.
How you doing, Mr. Gary?
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Happy 4th of July weekend.
And Dr. O'Neill, I've got to thank you for being our ambassador at Lighthouse.
Oh, I'm honored. It is a privilege for me.
Now, I'd let you know that I am not age-wise the oldest. Student-wise, I am the oldest, the longest of 1982 I started going there.
Oh, my.
So I go to Lighthouse.
That's wonderful.
And so I want to thank you once again, Dr. O'Neill. And, Lynn, I need to help you out of the commercial a little bit about any lab test now. Because in order to get that $15, now you've got to mention radio.
Yeah, we said that, Gary.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we said did. It. But thank you for the reminder, keeping me on my toes.
We said it.
Okay, talk to you later.
Take care.
Thank you,
bye.
Gary.
All righty. Okay.
I'd like to ask a question. Sure. I'd like for a lot of people tend to look at me, but one person that they really don't really get to talk to a lot behind the scene, because it's hard for the individual. I'm quite sure Ms. Link can attest to this, and even Ms. O'Neill, because I know some in reading her book, I know what she had to overcome with her daughter with going through a situation. Mm-hmm. I'd like for my wife to really, because it's hard going through yourself. But however, I think it's even harder when you see someone that you love, mm-hmm. and you have to go through, and you know you want to help them, but you can't help them. Mm-hmm. So I'd like for my wife, if she could, just kind of give us a little segment.
Teresa, you're on.
Well, hello, everyone.
Yeah, hello, Teresa.
It's a pleasure to be here this evening, and I'd just like to say it's a journey. It's definitely a journey. But when you trust in God, you can do anything. God will take you through any situation. It could be a situation where you wonder what's going to happen or wonder what's going to go on. But my husband is actually an inspiration to me because his tenacity is just off the chain. I mean, he's very focused, and he knows what he wants to do. And when he gets in that mode, it's like nothing stops him.
There you go.
And we give all that credit to God, and we know that God is driving him and God is keeping us both. And one thing I want to say about that as being the spouse of someone who is blind, you know, when you take your vows, you said for better, for worse, for richer or poorer.
Absolutely.
A lot of people, when they run into things with their spouses, they just up and leave or end the relationship.
That's right.
But there's a difference between conditional love and unconditional love.
Yes, it is. That's
right. And I just thank God because I believe that God has given my husband and myself unconditional love. So no matter what happens to us or no matter what the future holds, God has allowed us to be together and be an inspiration to one another.
That's right. And that's
I just like to thank God for the opportunity to be even able to speak on the matter because it is definitely a journey. But it's a journey that God can bring you through, that he can, that he's taken us through together. And I just thank God for that, and I thank God for my husband.
Well, you join the saint crowd. That's my wife sitting next to you, Saint Lynn, puts up with me all the time.
Well, let me ask this, Miss Teresa, because I know even just in my everyday life, sometimes I just want to it's too much going on. I want to just throw elbows at everybody. I want to go bench pressing everybody. And I know I can't. What motivates and what's your perseverance that makes you go, okay, well, if my husband can do it, I know I can get through it too?
A lot of praying and just a lot of just seeking the face of God, to be honest with you, because a lot of times you are going to get hit with things. You get hit with things left and right. And like you said, sometimes you get to the point where you just feel like giving up or just like you said, elbowing everybody in the room. But you just got to know your focus and you have to know your destiny. And I feel like being in this relationship and the things that my husband is doing right now, it's our destiny. So you either walk in the destiny or you don't walk in your destiny. But this is our destiny, so I just thank God for it. And we're going to just keep our focus and we're going to walk straight ahead and see where God takes
us. Teresa, you said something, and I'm going to have to remember it because I believe what you said 100% about the unconditional or conditional love.
Yes, sir.
Because we have a lot of folks out there that we know personally that they had their lives were married and they were conditional love.
Yes.
Something happened, one of the folks just split. They ran away. They couldn't deal with it.
It's very
common. Yes, yes.
And my wife and I, we have unconditional love. And the bottom line is I love my wife today more than ever. Not just because I went blind either, but because there's a lot of other issues involved when you go blind. But also, she's got another issue. She's got me to put up with. Right, St. Lynn?
Well, you pray for strength every day.
I plead the fifth.
Every day.
I plead the fifth.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.